This is an entertaining tale that doubles as an important work of scholarship. From its first days in power, Mr. Jeffries Jones shows, the Nazi Party strove to undermine American democracy. Along with recent work by other historians, his suggests that Nazi hostility to America, with its Bill of Rights, balanced constitution, and thriving Jewish community, equaled or even exceeded its hatred of the Soviet Union. Blind to the threat, America had made itself an easy target. The army gave its data on the spread of venereal diseases to a Nazi agent, inadvertently revealing up-to-date statistics on American troops and bases. This was a mix of incompetence and institutional failure. In 1918, America had 1,441 military intelligence officers. In 1935, it had 69. Mr. Jeffries Jones touches only lightly on the strategic lessons, observing that the episode carries a serious message about spies from a foreign country who try to subvert American democracy. The agents who had not already fled to Germany were tried in late 1938, as Hitler's troops were marching into Czechoslovakia. American legislators were clinging to the neutrality doctrine, and the politically astute judge opted for leniency. The four main conspirators received a combined sentence of just 14 years. Dissatisfied, Thoreau left the FBI to write newspaper articles about the Nazi threat. In 1939, Hollywood adapted his exhortations into a film, Confessions of a Nazi Spy, in which Thoreau had a cameo. This was America's first anti-Nazi blockbuster, and public attitudes were changing. In 1941, the discovery of another spy ring in New York provoked outrage. Its three leaders were awaiting sentencing when Japan attacked Pearl Harbor. A few weeks later, the spies received a combined sentence of 52 years.